Hey guys, I think it's that time again. It's time for Roms Over Baghdad. I'm Albie. Joining me today, my co-host in crime, Jake.
I think I clicked the scene transition too early, so they probably got a little bit of my countdown.
That's fine. It's always good.
It's all right.
Little countdown. They don't know.
Little look behind the scenes. Get to see how the sausage is made.
Look at the sausage being made. Just look at the pork being squeezed into cartons.
We're professional. I don't say one.
Yes.
I do the two, and then I click it on one.
And then I wait a beat, and then I go boom, and it's very good.
Yep, exactly.
We're professional.
Give you a second for the transition to happen, and then.
Yep. DJ, unprofessional. Probably the most unprofessional person I've ever met in my life. DJ.
You guys have a major
I just
sausage?
Realized.
What'd you
I
realize?
I switched to the wrong overlay. I switched to the 4-1 because that's what I'm used to.
Awesome. So did it look like a mess?
We got it fixed.
Now you can see us normally as friends together.
Hi.
Hello.
You make your own sausage? You ever do it at home?
I've never made my own
sausage.
Yeah, man.
you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's a pain in the ass. The sausage skin, like, breaks if you, like, make the thing too thick. And, like, being a greedy fat boy like I am, I want, like, that thick sausage.
Gross.
That's not going to get clipped out of context and used as my follower notification sound on Twitch.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say, why do we have to keep talking about Kato Chow on all the tweets for our episodes of this podcast?
Great.
Damn it.
I thought about tagging him. I wasn't
kidding. Yep.
The .xyz.
I was like, well, in the very slim chance that we get a retweet, I don't want people to come into this expecting
Kato Chow.
And then it's just me shitting on fucking Kato Chow. Can you eat sausage on ketosis?
Sure. Sure,
like,
you can.
What's a good sausage?
It's Italian? Oh, that's what they
I like a good summer sausage.
Sure.
What's a summer sausage? Describe one of those.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I'm also confused by that name as well.
It's the kind.
It's like a hard.
It's known as summer sausage in the U.S. I don't know what it's called outside of the U.S.
Sure, but like describe it. Like,
it's
what's
log.
In there? And shit.
It's dense.
You a log.
No,
it's dense.
No.
It's like a log. It's like when you put sausage on crackers and like the little slices. It's very dense, and you can cut slices
like
out of it.
Like a kielbasa or something.
It's not like,
it's not like
a ground beef that is kind of
right. It's
granular.
It's like an Italian
it's
sausage,
dense.
Like one of those one of those big guys from Italy. Yeah. Okay.
Usually dried or smoked.
Yeah.
You can have smoked or dried sausage. It's like it's a log. It's a log of meat. It's a meat log. You slice it.
I think
into
log's
little tiny
right
circles.
Word.
You slice.
Midge
them
in the chat says summer sausage just means it doesn't need to be refrigerated.
True.
Hence the name. All right.
Okay.
We've got one here called Hakuna Matata, which just has lots of African sort of spices inside it. It's nice and big as well.
Really? Hakuna Matata sausage?
Bigger than Mandingo, what? It's not.
It's not bigger?
Oh. No. We go to a butcher place which does a fuck ton of different one. They have like a British one called, I don't know what it's called, but it has Marmite in it, and that's great. One day I will trick my girlfriend into eating that because she hates Marmite, and that'll be a fun little gag.
Well, that's how that relationship ends. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, probably.
So that's rough. It's a rough way to go. Huh.
What about a nice little chipolata?
None of these sound good.
Chipolata is like
I don't know what that is.
Small
like,
sausage.
Describe it. Maybe
it's
good.
It's like a half-sized sausage. It's kind of so you guys have like breakfast sausages or like something like that or like American sausage, which are like pretty small.
Yeah. Jimmy
it's
Dean,
kind of those sized.
Little Jimmy Dean sausage. Sure,
I think like the chunkier cut, like the meat inside there is just like chunkier. I think that's the method of like why it's a chipolata or some shit.
Okay. Sure.
That's cool and all, but did you play any video games?
No, not at all. That's why I'm wasting as much time as possible.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
How about we do the thing you said right before the start of this podcast? Who's going to win the Royal Rumble tonight, folks? Tonight?
Yeah, it's tonight. It's in like
okay.
3 hours? About 3 hours.
Okay. All right, so...
Roman Reigns.
He has leukemia, so no.
What?
Oh, shit, that's right, that's right.
Yeah.
I heard about that, yeah, that's true.
Maybe he does. Fuck it, why not?
It's Roman Reigns. They would do that, too. They would fucking do that.
I'm still not entirely sure if it's a work or not, because Vince is... I don't see him being...
You never trust it.
Yeah, being above doing that as a work.
Gotta work into a shoot, man, you know? It's gonna be great.
Gotta work into a shoot, brother.
I forget who the front runner is. I think, Andrade Cien Almas is likely to get it.
Okay.
There's one or two others who are actually more likely, but I've totally forgotten who or why. Seth Rollins
as well. Seth Rollins. I'm gonna go with Seth Rollins is gonna win the Royal. There you go. That's my boy. It's the only wrestler I actually sort of like. Is
what's his tagline?
Because he looks like a Seth. It's me, Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Out there hustling. I like him because he looked like a Power Ranger in that one getup he was in, and that's the only reason I enjoy him. That's it. Sorry. That's it.
What about you, Jake?
I have not watched wrestling in like 6 months, so I don't know.
Yeah, no one's really changed, but could be anyone at this point because Roman Reigns is not there.
I'm gonna pause this here real quick. Uh-huh. I need to take. I just gotta throw the pre-roll up real quick because I need to use my remote desktop to turn on the topic bot, and it's gonna bring it up on the screen that I'm capturing. So we'll be back in 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
10 seconds.
What are you gonna do with this audio here, Albie?
That's a good question. We could just talk about something private and act like it's a fake thing. Like they've caught us in a, shoot, brother.
Yeah, damn. And then Jake can bring it up whenever, not tell us, and that would be great.
So can you believe Donald Trump is a complete monster? My God, what a complete
that's not
animal.
Private talking.
Okay.
I heard he's on keto chow.
I heard of that too, you know? Hashtag keto chow. It's for racists now.
Wow. That's a way to lose some votes. Are you drinking actual Dunkin' Donuts or the Dunkin'?
Dunkin' Donuts tea.
That Dunkin'.
Okay, I'm bringing us back here. So
doing a little Dunkin'.
That's
doing
fine.
A little smoking a dunk, you know?
Everyone calls that thing right. Dunkin'. Yeah, go. Yep.
We're going back. Ahead. Okay, just letting you guys know.
Yeah, that's cool. Is that company called Dunkin' now?
Yeah, it's, they changed their name to Dunkin'.
So it is just Dunkin', because I know the nickname is Dunkin'.
Just Dunkin'. Dunkin'.
Why? Why is there a man running?
America runs on Dunkin'.
Oh.
Get it? The country of America runs on Dunkin'.
I see.
So good. It's such a good...
Or America runs away from Dunkin'.
It's probably America's going to run away when you figure out that it's actually humans being made into coffee every day. it's actually Soylent, but...
And final question, is there a keto variant of Dunkin'? Can you get a keto donut? Does something like that exist?
I mean, you can make a keto donut at home, but they don't serve one at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, that'd be obvious, yeah. It'd be 50 grams of sugar per donut. Could you put what would be a good donut topping or filling on keto?
Bacon?
Yeah, no, you Americans bacon? Love bacon on fucking donuts.
I love bacon. Yep.
Dude, nope. Bacon on a donut, it's fucked up.
It really
glazed.
Is, yeah.
It's a
stupid gimmick. A maple bacon donut, get the fuck out of here. That's some voodoo donuts bullshit.
No, 2 years ago something when I was in America at 4th of July, they were we should get 30 fucking donuts because that's a thing that America has. And they had the bacon on the donuts at that place. It was special. Mm. It's intriguing. It was like a chocolate bacon donut. It was pretty good, though.
Oh, yeah. Listen, chocolate and bacon work together. Listen, I'm not a big bacon fan, but I'll be honest, I can get down to some bacon with, like, chocolate on it. Like, that's... That's the right level of gluttony for me. Just
I know you can't have it now, but have you ever had candied bacon?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit's good.
Yeah, it's delicious. Yeah, it's fucking delicious.
Yeah.
You mix salty and sweet, right? It's why so many things work. A little salty bacon? Oh. Nothing better than that.
America runs on salt sweet. Sugar on the dance floor.
Sugar on the dance floor. I have no idea what that reference is to, but...
Jake would have, but he's focusing on something, so I don't know.
I'm frantically trying to fix the topic bot right now.
Okay, that's cool. Mezzard, what is a Jimmy? Besides, like, the...
You ever had a Jimmy?
The sex thing.
It's that. Just put it on a donut.
You might want to mention that they're asking from the chat.
Sorry, Mezzard is asking the chat. Chocolate and Jimmy's. And then sprinkles.
It's sprinkles.
It's just sprinkles.
Multicolored sprinkles. It's just, he's from Boston and weird and calls it Jimmy's. No one else calls them Jimmy's. No, well, yeah, but there's a whole hell of a lot of difference between Scranton and Boston, let me tell you that. It's sprinkles. Get it right.
So you just call them sprinkles.
Weird Boston people. Y'all New Englanders. Bunch of silly sucks. I'm joking.
I think he's just salty because the Patriots are in the Super Bowl.
Fuck the Patriots. All right. We beat them last year. That's all I can do. Well, I wish I could have live streamed myself, like, having literal heart attacks during that Super Bowl because...
That sounds fun.
I've never been, like... It was close. I really thought I was going to die. the actual answer, though, to your what's the keto topping to a donut is probably like a cream cheese peanut butter swirl kind of thing on top. That
sounds good. What if you like cream cheese filling inside and then the peanut butter lazy business on the top?
Sure, hey.
So like when you bite them, you've got like three different flavors going through.
Yeah, that sounds good. You could also do chocolate, probably. It would just be, like, sort of unsweetened.
Like, just do a dark chocolate. Stevia.
Yeah, do a dark chocolate. Yeah.
Dark chocolate's best chocolate anyway.
Or if you want to get real keto, I don't know, put cheddar cheese or some silly shit thing on top. Like, I don't know, like, dunk it in nacho cheese. Bright orange.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're, I grabbed nacho cheese at one point. I was like... Yeah, I want something in America, and I want to get some nacho cheese on it. And, like, it was fucking drowned in cheese.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Liquid cheese. Like, the most artificial non-cheese cheese I have ever seen. It was nasty.
I mean, we keep it in vats. Like, you can get that stuff, like, huge.
It comes in big cans.
Yeah.
Like, huge cans. Yeah. Like,
I worked in a snack bar in the dorms in college. So we'd go to the food service place where you buy that shit. You have to have like a membership card, and we come out with like five of those fucking things. They're like this wide, about yay tall.
Oh yeah,
just poured into a
dip bowl.
Because we had to keep it in the back and use it for nachos when people got nachos, and we keep it in a like a crock pot. It's just warm. It just keeps it warm. It's covered. We kept it covered.
Sure.
I'm not entirely convinced, though, whenever I look at nacho cheese, it's not just being recycled from leftover nacho cheese for the last, like, 40 years. Like, I'm not entirely convinced. It seems like... I don't even know what nacho cheese is, really, at the end of the day.
Broken down American cheese slices.
Yep.
Pretty much.
I don't even know it's cheese. Do you think nacho cheese is actually cheese?
No.
Or is it some kind of like milk? Like it's some kind of like dairy product, right? It's like America cheese isn't considered actually cheese. It's like it's dairy product or something like that.
Yeah. I imagine
it doesn't have enough of enzymes or whatever. Go ahead.
I imagine there's a sneaky like TM or like registered trademark at the top. So like It's a brand name that just happens to have cheese in it. Like cheese, C-H-E-E-Z.
C-H-E-E-Z. Man, food talk, huh? Goddamn.
How about them video games?
We good to go?
I don't know, are we? I could talk about this amazing banana cream pie I had at my grandmother's today. It was really fucking good. It was, like, really good. But I don't.
Good to have that.
Wants to get to bed at a decent hour tonight. So.
There's not much to talk about. You good eating that banana on your keto business?
Oh no, that blew my diet. Okay. That totally. Yeah. We went in, dog. It was the best banana. It was the best choice I've made in a week. It was very good. I made a mistake. I'm starting Monday. I got my keto chow. I'm ready to go and eat nothing but keto chow for the next 40 years if I have to. But right now, there was an option for a banana cream pie, and I said, you know what? Life's worth living. And I did. That's what I did.
So Albie's living life, eating his banana cream pies.
Bananas.
How is living in the virtual life, Jake?
Yes.
It's been pretty good. I've been playing a lot of VR games lately. I think I'm just going to start with... there's this game that just came out of Early Access Friday. And the trailers made it look really cool. And a bunch of people bought it. And I got on... I bought a copy. It was like $10. And downloaded it. And that game is so fucking scuffed. It is not even funny. Like, I know it's Early Access, but this is like pushing the envelope of what is acceptable to release as an initial Early Access thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of fun just sitting in the lobby, because there was like one lobby. It had like 20 people in it, just all going, what the fuck is this game? Like, why would they release this? And we're all just like making fun of stuff, and it was pretty funny. We finally got into a game, and then turns out the actual games are super short. Like, we got
already?
We ran from our spawn point to the base, and then the game was over. I don't know if that's a bug, but it was like 3 minutes. And the maps are like on the smaller battlefield size. So
Jesus, yeah, 3 minutes. Shit. Why was it 3 minutes?
That's got to be a bug or something.
3 minutes is out of control. Like, what?
That was insane. Like, everybody in the game was like, it's over?
That's the game. Thank you for playing.
That's one of the best thing about VR headsets is, like, by default, microphones are kind of on.
Yep.
So if people forget, you get that, like, live reaction to everything.
I set up a push to talk on mine. I have to click in the left stick to talk. And that's for all games, because it mutes that device at a hardware level.
It's smart.
And it unmutes it, so I don't have to set it up for anything else.
So, like, I've heard you say Warzone VR was, like, really bad on launch. What else was, like, super bad about it? Or, like, was this the Battlefield, game you showed me? Or was that a different one?
You're thinking War Dust
okay.
is actually
yes.
a good game. It doesn't look very good, but there's people playing it, and like the gameplay is there. War Dust is good is a good pick. If you're thinking about getting Warzone, I would say right now save your $10 and put it toward like War Dust or Pavlov or Onward.
Huh, cool. But,
and that's the biggest thing about something like this is like once you launch like this. This is the most people you're ever gonna get on like a shooter VR game, and if you fuck up like this, your game might be dead. Unless you rebrand and like spend another year or so on it, I think this game's just done.
So the progression system is kind of busted and like unbalanced. I say progression system because it's just you earn credits after matches, and then eventually you can buy new weapons. And
okay,
the problem is right now at the end of a match, if you win, you get like $50, and the cheapest rifle is 2,000.
What?
And you only get the two starting weapons you get are submachine guns. You get an MP5 and a UMP.
Perfect.
Or one or the other. Thankfully, they come with optics, like choice, so you can put like a holographic sight on it. You don't have to buy those. The settings don't do anything, as far as I can tell. Like, went into the settings menu. Doesn't really do later. Anything. There's no lobby system. So, well, there is initially, like when you join a server before the game starts, there is a lobby there. But when the match is over, it kicks you all the way back to the menu, the way back to the main menu. And then you have to, you have to click on the play tab, join the server.
Mm-hmm.
And then it takes a minute to load the same room that you're standing in already, because it treats that room as the lobby. Okay. But then now there's just people in there, and you have to walk into another room, go push a button that says, I want to join this team, and then click the ready button. And then you have to wait for all these other fucking people to do the exact same thing. So getting into another game takes like another 15 fucking minutes.
Oh my god, they don't like auto kick the non-ready
people. It doesn't just keep that group of people and then just say, hey, next match or next map, we're going to this map in like 30 seconds. And you can leave then if you want, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't do that.
Someone did not think that one through at all.
That's like for a lot of people are saying it's just early access, you know, that yes. argument.
Sure.
But this is like a match or a lobby system that keeps players together and just says, hey, you're playing this map now. You're playing this one now. You're playing this one now. So the gameplay loop is super fast. That's like a foundational thing for a shooter.
If you do,
like, you don't release a game of like a shooter of any kind, like a multiplayer competitive shooter, without that.
Surely if you do any internal testing, like they probably did, they would have spotted that themselves. Like they would have played a map in-house and gone, wait, we're back at the lobby. This kind of sucks. Right.
Wow.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. So, after the first match was over and we all got kicked back to the... voice cracked. We all got kicked back to the lobby and somebody else started up a new room. Because there was only like two rooms on the list, of course. Because VR is already a fairly niche community as it is. I went back in, refreshed, and then there was already another room with like 20 more people in it. We got back in... And everybody was like, why was that show? Why does it not keep us in a group? Why do we have to do this over and over again? And so we all, there's only the default player character model, there's just one. So all the new players look exactly the same. And all the new players look exactly the same on both sides in the game.
That's bad.
No.
Yeah. So the only way you can tell if it's a teammate is if you can see the name over their head. And that's in like a really light color. So if they're standing like on a hillside and like they're kind of like a silhouette, you can't really see the name tag above them. And I believe there's friendly fire.
There is. Perfect.
Yeah. So that'll fuck you over sometimes. But we were sitting in the lobby. So I was describing that because this next is kind of important.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting in the lobby and then all of a sudden this dude looks like fucking Master Chief. With like a decked out rifle and all of the really top tier shit loads in, and we're like, there's a fucking dev here.
Like, oh, okay.
This has got to be a developer because the game's been out for like less than an hour, and he comes in with like the best shit in the game.
Right.
It's all a ploy. He just wants to be the best at a game.
I was very polite. All I said was, this game just needs a lot of work. That's all I said. The other people in the lobby were not nearly as polite, and I felt kind of bad for the developer.
I mean, there's something to be said for criticism, but it's all about like getting good criticism. So a lot of people like, I don't know, just don't give it to it in like a nasty way. Like if you think the game is bad, just.
But the thing is, there's really not a lot of good things to bring up because a lot of the other things, it's like, why not just go play War Dust? Why not just go play Pavlov? Right. Why not just go play another one of these games that does it better?
I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, that's fair. If there's nothing good, but then maybe.
They had a patch out already, like, before I refunded it. It was in my list and it said update queued. I was like, oh shit, they're. At least a turnaround, they're trying at least. I don't know what the patch had because I clicked on the update news and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
So, whatever. I will keep an eye on it though. Like I'm interested to see what that turns into, and I'm willing to buy another copy if it turns out that they turn it around and make it into something cool.
Battlefield looking VR games always look cool.
Yeah, sure. And that's what like the trailers make it look super fucking awesome and like a lot of fun, and that's what a lot of people that I heard were like, the trailers look so cool, like this is so disappointing.
That's fair. I mean, I don't know. I feel like at least for me, I from the outside, I know that VR games are a little what's the word? Could be a little not what you expect it to be, so maybe it, I don't know. It's easy to fall prey, see, I guess.
Like I went back and I watched those trailers again after playing it, and I'm like, all right, they like selected like stuff to make this look good. Like
sure.
One of them's like, you're in a shooting range and you're looking at like a rifle, and he like pulls the bolt open and looks at the inside of the gun, and that's like takes up the entire frame, and like the next shot is you're in the back of a Jeep driving, like people are driving across the map. You can't see any of the map. You don't get to see any of this lobby system or lack thereof. You don't get to see any of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like, Whereas trailers for other things like War Dust has just straight up gameplay in it, and you can see that it doesn't look great, and like you can see all of like the kind of stuff that you would like expect to see, I guess.
Sure.
When you first jump into the game,
right?
So you're not expecting, oh, this looks fucking dope, and you get in, you're like, what?
Where is everything? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Where's all the cool shit? Oh, look, I have to play this game for like 300 hours to get a rifle. Great. And there's nobody playing this. Everybody's playing better games. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just feel like unless you have this thing really down and you want this thing. Like, I feel like early access only works for this kind of thing if you're a studio that's pretty established and you kind of have an idea of how to work the pipeline to get the game actually done. For a very, what seems to be a very small studio, it's like, why not just release it when it's more polished? Like, there's already so many established VR shooters, like, you're gonna have to push against so much.
And it is possible to get into that, to break into that market and get a player base. Like, Contractors pulled it off. Because Contractors is a relatively new game. Pavlov has been around for like a year or two now. Onward has been around for a while. Standout's been out for like a year, 2 years. I keep forgetting it's not 2018 anymore. So like when I give estimates, I'm just I'm like right. 2 years, one, yeah. But Standout's been around for a while. War Dust just came out like 6 months ago, I think. But the most recent like small one is Contractors because they hadn't made anything else. So War Dust was made by the developers who made Standout, so sure. They already had an established game and an established player base. And War Dust handles extremely similarly to Standout. Like all the guns work the same, and like the inventory system where everything you're like a column of invisible Velcro, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stuff. Yeah. So it is possible, and Contractors VR is dope. That game's fun.
Huh.
Let's see. What else did I play? Yeah, more War Dust. I got into Onward a little bit. That game's pretty neat. It's like a 5v5 round-based kind of game, but it's a little more tactical. It's got a little more armor on it, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I was playing with another streamer. I was playing War Dust with a guy from Denmark. And he was like, hey, I know these guys who are trying to get an Onward team together to play league matches. And I was like, that actually sounds like a lot of fun. And I had known of the VR Master League for a while. And I always thought, I was like, that'd be kind of fun to join a team and go play that. I think that'd be all right. And then they were like, yeah, man, just show up on Saturday. Like I had a short conversation with one of the guys who kind of runs the group. And he's like, yeah, man, just we practice on Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Just be in Discord and we'll play. And last night I hopped on with him, and we didn't play any PvP, but we played against like the highest difficulty bots, which are insane. They're sure. They're so fucking. Huh. They're like aimbots on with feet.
Right.
Oh God.
Yeah. And so it was like four of us versus like 16 because we just cranked all the bots all the way up. So it was just a lot of like learning how the style of learning the style in which the game is played versus something else. Like there's a lot of like you come up to a like a you want to cross a road and you say I'm gonna cross. And then somebody starts covering you down the street. They say covering, and you say crossing. You run across, and then you say covering. And they say crossing, and then they run across. So it's a little more coordinated, and you get like some military tactic kind of stuff. I thought that was really cool because,
yeah,
I don't know. I haven't had an experience like that where everybody's down to play like fake SWAT, like fake military since like PlanetSide, since like playing PlanetSide 2.
Sure.
And I don't know how other Onward teams train if they do that kind of shit, but I think if they don't, it might we might have an advantage.
Yeah.
If we get good at like coordinating and like there was like times where it's like, all right, stack up on me, and then we go against the wall and like in like single file line and like go in like SWAT shit. It's pretty awesome.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah, I played with them for about 3 hours last night. Really cool group of dudes. They're like in their 30s, and they're all super understanding that people have lives and shit that come first. So
that's
they're
neat.
More mature. And yeah, when I left, I got invited back for the next session I could attend, which won't be next Saturday. I've got a friend coming over, and I'll be busy. But the one after that, I'm going to join up with them again. Hopefully, it'll be a regular thing, and I'll get a spot on the team that they're forming.
Cool.
That'd it's be like neat. Joining a community baseball team, but it's like a VR shooter.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah, all right. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Have you ever joined a team, Albie? A video game team?
Yeah, I joined the Roms for Baghdad podcast team. That's the team I joined. No, I've never.
Since I started watching a lot of esports, like back in 2014, like one of the things that I want to do, like kind of a bucket list thing, is play a casted match, like play a match with commentators in like a league. Like just like once, like hear him say the team name and like hear him say like my username sometimes, you know, even if it said, hey, he's got zero kills or whatever the fuck, I don't care. Like, I think that'd be awesome.
Yep. That would be really cool. I'm excited for that day. We'll clip that stream, just make it, put it on the website. It would be very funny.
I'll be like, I got a match tonight, guys. We might be going to LAN. Which would be awesome. Cause like their finals, they do them on like as like a side event at some like ESL events and shit. And so there's like it's like a big ass like 2x5 grid of just a bunch of Oculus Rift setups that are like big cubes.
Mm-hmm.
And both teams are there, just like kind of facing each other. But of course, you can't see each other because you got the fucking headset on.
Sure.
But imagine the like equipment rules.
Oh man,
it's actually really awesome. Like. It's really cool to see because some people don't use stocks,
right?
Like there are people that make it to that level that don't use stocks, and I saw a guy who's had just a straight up like homemade one that was just made out of black PVC pipe, and like the league is sponsored by ProTube, the guys who make that thing,
sure.
So,
that sounds.
It just
fun.
seems like a really cool thing, I guess.
Yeah, hey, like, that's fun.
I can't get over it. It's the novelty of it, and I think it's gonna be really fun.
Yeah, I'd love. Well, we'll keep us informed. That seems really neat. It'd be neat to learn about VR esports too. If you get into the team, that'd be great.
Yeah. Up shout out coming. To the VR Master League. It's pretty cool content. And I think they do matches. Their Twitch channel is going like every weeknight, I think. And they just do like, I think they just do whatever league match they want, I guess. because I don't think it's big enough where you have like something sure. like something like an ESEA like rank G, which is like right before pro, where lesser known casters will cast those matches. And I don't think there's not that kind of like tier yet or tier system yet.
Interesting. But okay.
That was my, oh wait, no, I did just play like 10 minutes of Derail Valley, which is a, it's not a VR shooter for a fucking change. It's okay. It's like Train Simulator Lite. Like it's not as like insane as a proper simulator. At least that's the vibe man. I'm getting from it. Okay. And since the game has the word derail in the title, I think there's probably going to be some goofy shenanigans at some point. And the tutorial was a bit more involved than I was expecting. I was expecting you to be like, hey, you're sitting in a train. Have right. fun. But no, it's like you're walking around the train station and like,
oh, that's cool.
Pamphlets and reading through how, like, the first time it makes you get into a train, it's like, hey, pick up this book and drive the train over there. Because it has the instructions in the book. So I'm sitting there like, it's like, flip these three switches. And I'm like, oh, there we go. Click, click, click. Flip the page.
That's neat. Like, yeah.
Turn this knob counterclockwise or turn this knob clockwise. Where's that? Turn it. It's pretty cool so far.
That sounds really awesome. I'd never even considered like a train simulator type thing with VR. I see, like, I'm watching this trailer for it and you're like shoveling coal into the burner. That seems really
neat. Yeah, dude.
That seems mm-hmm. real neat. Thrill down. I love it.
One of our friends tipped me off to that because it was supposed to come out like last week, but they added on a really short delay to fix some last minute like emergency things apparently. Which, by all means, there's a famous what is the famous quote? It's like a rushed game or a delayed game is good eventually, or and yep. a rushed game is bad forever.
Yep.
I can't remember who said that. That's not the direct quote. So if you got to delay your game, fucking go for it. That's people be disappointed, but it's for the best.
I should a man buy licenses for this train? This is fucking real good. This seems real
yeah.
good.
It looks really good. Yeah.
Just getting out in this wheat field next to the train. Oh boy, I'm gonna okay. This is like a real good one.
I need to make a post on their forums, like a bug report. Because it has smooth locomotion, but it does the thing that Pavlov VR used to do, is where, so the thumbsticks on the Rift or on the touch controllers are concave, and just the concave part is capacitive, and there's a rubber yeah. edging around it that's not, and there's something in the Rift SDK where if you're not touching that capacitive thing, it doesn't mm-hmm. read any of the joystick inputs. Oh. So you always have to have your thumb like centered on it. You can't push it. You can't push the stick around with the edge.
Yeah, and that's not
they
great.
Fixed that. They fixed that in Pavlov because I brought it up on their forums. I was like, I don't know if you guys noticed this because I kind of use the thumbsticks a little differently. I don't put my thumb directly on the top of it. And mm-hmm. the dev was like, I'm not sure what you understand or what you mean. I drew up a thing in Paint, and he was like, oh. Okay, he has a vibe, so he had
oh, right.
no idea.
Ah.
And then they fixed it in like a patch, like two patches later.
That's cool.
So I gotta post something there, go on their Discord or something, because like it's not like a shooter or anything. I'm fine teleporting around for now.
Sure. Yeah. That's damn. I need to get a VR headset. God, that looks so good. All right. Anyway.
Could you just. Get some space. You don't really need a ton of space. And
just
then
a little space.
Windows mixed reality, dude.
I just want to derail a train while being in the driver's seat. That's all I want. That's cool.
And,
that seems like a runny game.
That was all the VR stuff I played this week.
From
I did
the VR
play
corner.
A 2D game called Anthem.
Oh, I never. What's that game?
It's a new game from BioWare.
Oh.
The one where you fly around like Iron Man.
Oh, okay. Iron Man, the game. Sure, okay. I also played that game, I believe.
Yeah, what do you think about it?
Oh boy. So we'll split it into multiple pieces. First off, it's really bad that every time I try to load a mission in that game, I have to. The game crashes basically, and you have to restart. Like, I think that's
what?
Unbelievable.
That I it was did on not my stream.
Every time I'd embark on an expedition, it would start the loading screen. It would take a long time. It would get stuck right at the end of it, and it would just crash, and that would be it. And then you have to go back and restart the whole thing.
Was that like
there was one connection bug that me and two of other friends of the show, one being Rapid, who is. Mm-hmm. Sitting in he's the real guy on the ones and twos for this podcast. He's running shit in sure. the background. He's the guy who's doing the topics and
he's
stuff.
He's the ones and twos.
Yeah.
He's on the wheels of steel back there. There's a weird bug where if you're hosting a party mm-hmm. and you start an expedition, the host takes for fucking ever to load. But if you just Alt F4 and you come back, you bring the game back up and it'll say, hey, you're still part of this game. Do you want to join back into it? And you say yes, it just instantly loads.
Great.
And we tested it because we switched hosts, and the person who was hosting before just instantly loaded in first time.
That's funny as hell.
Oh, yeah. Boy. So there was that. But other than that, like, pretty smooth experience with, like, using
really?
UI. I didn't have any crashes or anything.
Okay.
Like... Huh.
So, Thaldon, were you playing on, like, release day when, like, it was a garbage shit show?
I played it
yesterday,
Saturday.
About midday.
Yeah.
Okay, Saturday.
Saturday.
Same time.
Yeah,
I streamed most of it. The bug I had, giantbomb.com during, I think UPF also had the same issue occur. And that's what people were telling me, is they had that same load issue. And there's been kind of a host of, like, you know, the server, obviously... As all servers with this kind of like beta alpha thing, it crashed, of course, that first day. And they had come out and said, kind of like, hey, the server's.
Hey, this is a demo, dude. They're calling it a demo.
That's the problem.
Which is
right?
Fucking massive respect to BioWare for calling it a demo and not a fucking beta. Like,
I feel like, at least for me, boy, if it's a demo and they don't have some of those server issues fixed, like load screen glitches like they have, like that's.
I mean,
to be honest, I really like the game. I think it's really fun. I've really enjoyed my time with it. I thought parts of it were really, really enjoyable. There are some obviously issues, but how much of that is from it being, I think they said, 5-month-old build, and how much of it is just
like,
kind of limits.
That's
they
a
put
5-month-old build, really?
Something like that. 5 weeks.
Jesus.
Yes.
If it's 5 months, then that's good.
Yeah, like, they've gone gold. That was one of the things they said.
From my experience, that's I had a pretty good time with the Anthem closed beta. I was expecting it to not be super great, but I can see how it's going to turn into Destiny after the campaign.
Yeah,
sure.
So I'm going to wait until it goes on pretty deep sale, play through the campaign, and just call it a day.
It's 32 GBP. On CD mm-hmm. keys currently, which is, what, like $40, I guess?
Yeah, something like that.
On CD keys right now. So if you want to get in now and get it, that's fine. But, like, did you only have server issues, Thaldon? Because server issues seems like something they can fix easily with the patch.
There's some server issues. There's also, I think the mouse and keyboard stuff needs work. Some of the interface stuff feels a little like... It's not terrible, but it's just not... It feels like maybe they made the console version and then said, all right, how do we kind of make this into a PC version? Like, the controls are still not, like you guys had mentioned.
Yeah, Jake mentioned this before.
Amazing.
I will say that they massively improved the flying and swimming controls for mouse and keyboard.
Really? Because I struggled like a motherfucker with that. Like,
did you play the closed alpha?
I did not play the closed alpha.
Dude.
So that's my first thing.
So you know how in the beta there was a little circle for your center and mm-hmm. the mouse kind of slowly recenters?
Yep.
It did not do that in the alpha. It just stayed wherever you kept it. And there was no center point.
It's still
so you would just be like trying to center it, just fucking swerving everywhere.
That sounds so bad.
And it was even worse when you're swimming. It was fucking awful.
That's wild.
And like any kind of improvement, like I found that flying was way easier with that.
I think it's not like unusable, but it is still like, it's just, it needs something more. And I think they have on mouse something. What is it? Mouse acceleration?
There are separate sensitivities for flying and swimming. And then there's something called response. It's like flight mouse response, and then there's flight mouse sensitivity, and I'm not sure what those do.
Response might be that like centering thing that you mentioned. Maybe response is the time it takes to like dead zone that, essentially.
Maybe like the acceleration curve, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, because you can cut some pretty tight corners if you move your mouse too fast.
I think there's just something they need to fix with that. It's just not quite where I, you know, that's something they could fix. And hopefully, since it is a 5-week-old build, thank you to Rapid from the chat who said 5-week-old. Maybe they actually have gone in it and tweaked some of the sensitivity stuff.
He said still, six, but.
Oh, who's counting? Oh God, I'm blind. Okay, 6-week-old build. You can hope it's better.
There's gonna be like a 10 gig day one patch anyway, so.
Oh yeah. Yes. People are upset. If you go on the Anthem subreddit, it's a lot of people are very upset, as they always are with anything. But there were a lot of server issues
specifically. Oh, server, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, server
fucking
issues.
Of course there were, dude. Like, everybody wants to see what this fucking game is. And now is like the first chance all the people who've pre-ordered it got to actually go play it. Because a lot of people didn't get into that closed alpha.
Yeah, I think
it was pretty small. Like, NDAs, like, were up. Like, I think just saying I played it was probably breaking an NDA.
Yeah. I think it's also the fact of, like, as you mentioned, people want to play this. So they found ways to get into this thing, this, like, closed demo. And EA or whatever was probably thinking, like, it's a closed demo. We'll only get so many people in here. And next week, when it's open, is the time when we're going to have to spin our servers up. And then they probably got fucked by that logic.
Rapid is now saying they have unlocked all of the javelins for everyone in the demo.
Wait, was there only one? Now. What could you only
use? You start at level 10 in the demo. You can unlock a second one at level 12.
Yep.
Okay.
So, which doesn't take long. That's like an hour.
Yep.
But you could choose your own one.
You get to pick between three. There's four. You start as one, and then there's three available. And then the level cap in it is 15. So eventually, like, if you play through level 15 in the demo, you get all four of them.
Okay.
And you can switch between them.
So if I can read off, there is, I believe you start with the Interceptor. Is that the correct one that we start with?
Yes.
It's the one where it's I think closest to the Iron Man suit, really. I mean, it's kind of this medium suit. You have a rocket launcher thing on it. It's, you know, it's pretty close to the Iron Man suit. Then there's the big one that looks like the Hulk Buster.
Yeah, Colossus. That's the one I
Colossus. Own. Colossus.
He's actually really fun.
I bet he is.
He doesn't have a shield.
I gotta try that.
He does not have a shield, but his armor regenerates.
Yeah, yes. I liked the look of him when I saw the trailer.
Then there's Storm. That's the one I unlocked. I unlocked that last night. I still haven't got a chance to go around to that, so I will be playing that after this podcast. And then there's the freaking, what was the one? Then it's the Intercept. I don't know what it's called. The other one, which is the really skinny one. Maybe that's the Interceptor. It's the
like
really,
a scout
really fast.
Or something.
Scout or something like that.
So, Query, are you one character, but have access to these javelins?
Yes.
In the game. So it's not Destiny-like where you have to create a whole new character. And that's great. That sounds much better than fucking Destiny.
You spec out your javelin.
Yeah.
And you are making character-specific choices in dialogue. There is, like...
Yeah.
You're
so
making
the human inside.
They imply it. Yes.
You're making those choices. But you can choose...
And then you have, like... Mm-hmm. In the story, at least, you have... I don't know how to describe it. Well, okay, the only way I know how I can really think to describe it is, you know, in the Matrix, they have the guy who stays on the ship while everybody else goes into the Matrix. You have a guy in it, like, hooked up, and he's awesome. Like, he's one thing I really liked about the little bit of the story mode that I played in like the alpha and some of the demo is how expressive all of the NPCs are when they're talking. Like facial expressions are really good, and because I've been playing a lot of games where the faces don't fucking move that much and everybody looks really stiff and it's boring. But that guy's pretty cool. He's got a good personality and he's very expressive. He talks with his hands and he's like, yeah.
I think the writing seemed actually, it seems sillier than I thought it would be. Like, I actually sort of enjoyed, the kind of the main story of the demo is, hey, this guy asks you to go get this artifact. This artifact, when you get it back to him, splits him into three people. And then you have to kind of try to save him. But in doing so, it actually just makes him into three people. You just keep him from dying as now he's just three separate people, all with the same name, acting slightly differently. That's like slocky in a way, but I actually really like it. It was like cheesy and weird, and I kind of enjoyed it really a lot. And they're also expressive, and if you go to the guy, especially the guy in the bar, like I feel like that was really a very well done animation on him. Some of the facial expressions and the way he uses his voice and stuff, like it was pretty impressive, just from a conversation standpoint in the game.
I'm gonna go play some more of that tonight. I don't know if I can actually go do the story bits now because I played a bunch of the multiplayer and they were like objectives from the single player, and then we got went back into the single, like back into the hub world in the single player, and I have no objectives anymore. So I don't know what happened.
You should go if you can. I would play it with you. I want to play some Storm tonight anyway, so I'd play some with you if you were looking for a partner. I really enjoy it. I think it seems good. It's just a bummer with so many issues they had. Not just the server stuff, but a lot of people have been running into some crashing stuff and stuff like that.
I have a pretty good just a clip of I ran up to, like, I came out of the thing and went upstairs, and I'm like walking out to the to my javelin, and the javelin is floating in the air about 4 feet in the air, rotated 90 degrees and like offset from the harness that it's supposed to be in. And I was just like, okay. And then I just clipped it and I was like, all right, whatever. It's a bug. Video games. Making video games is hard.
The cool thing though is, and I read an article, I believe by Polygon, they had gotten like a few hours of hands-on with it. And like the cool thing is there's a lot of combos and stuff you can do between different things. And I hadn't seen that up until the end of the story stuff, when there's a big fight that I won't spoil for Jake because it's a pretty good big fight.
I'm pretty sure I played the boss fight. I played a boss fight mission where he, like, the health bar was at the top of the screen, like Dark Souls.
Yes.
So it was a boss fight as boss fight.
The fights are actually really good. Like, I think the combat is very impressive.
The enemies aren't super bullet spongy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is something I really liked. Like, they subscribe to the idea of make the enemies a little weaker and throw more of them at you. So they're fun to fight.
That's good. That's what I was hoping as well. I didn't want Division bullet sponges.
Like, you still gotta shoot them, like, 3 or 4 times, but...
Yeah.
It's not Division, like, 4 magazines worth of ammo and one not special character at all. Yep. Not that bad.
Like, it's really good when you get the alt thing or whatever, when you build up your alt with that the one you start with and you just rockets. It's just, you just rain hell. Like the post, unbelievable. Too,
he goes, ah, and it all comes out of his chest and the rockets just go. That one's pretty cool.
So,
Colossus has one very similar to that, but his is more like McCree from Overwatch, where it gets like this thing comes on your screen and then you have to like look around and highlight enemies and then let it go and just all these homing missiles go and just kill everything. It's pretty awesome.
It's very good. I'm very excited for the possibilities. If there's a lot of like mods and stuff you can do, it seems really fucking cool.
And there's it's a very, very little thing that I noticed that I appreciate. I don't know if this is like just special cases, but I found that you can map one key to multiple things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Like, I went in and I wanted to change the hover key. I was like, can I just make that space? So I jump, and then the next time I hit it, I do a double jump, and I hit it again, and I hover. You totally can.
Great.
That's smart.
Like, that was awesome.
It took me a long time to figure out how to fly. It was like, wait a second. Because,
I mean, that's like the logical step for hovering for me. It's like, yeah, you double jump, and then,
Yeah, I
think that, I don't know. I don't know if that's possible with every key. And I mean, there's some that there's some combos that wouldn't make any fucking sense. It would probably break some shit. But
like, I want to know what the one main case story it worked is. Well. Like, it's so weird. Like, you're this mech just flying around this like Monster Hunter world. It's very weird. It's, I like it a lot, but I wonder what the hell that game is.
And there's like a sound that like can take you over and make you go crazy or some shit.
What?
Yeah, well, it's the anthem. It's what it's called. Is
the anthem? Where they actually label it
anthem.
Yeah, it's like the sound or like a certain like music or some shit they hear when they're trying like the big enemy faction or whatever the fuck is broadcasting this thing, and then people like in the story will start freaking out, and other people are like, "Hey, stay with us, stay with us, stay with us."
Yep.
And then they're like, "I hear the anthem," and they're like freaking out.
It's real good.
This is the anthem. Throw all your hands up.
I don't know. It just bummed me out so much that because I was the gameplay itself like this was very fun. It's just a bummer when you like really enjoy a game like that, but then it's marred by so many issues with like I don't know. I got real bummed last night after going through.
Well, it is a fairly story. It's like a month that build's like a month and a half old.
Yeah.
And
yeah. And again, day one patch.
Definitely give me a day one patch, because I'm sure it went gold a couple months ago, code freeze. And then, like, in that time, they're working on patches to release for the
DLC and shit.
Yeah, for the day one.
They announced it going gold on the 23rd of January, so they've got time to really spruce it, I think, which should be good.
Yeah, but I can see it becoming the same thing like Destiny after you play the single player campaign, where it's like, hey, I did this one event over and over and over for 3 hours to get this one item, and then I did it again to get this other item, and I fused them together to get an item that's 1 point better than the two of them. That was my main problem with the stuff after Destiny. Like, I did that once, and I was like, it's 1 point higher? This took me like 3 hours. Fuck this. And I uninstalled it. I'm like, no thanks. I have better games to play. The story was cool, but I'm not going back to that fucking game.
If I can find one or two other people, I might be in on this game.
I might be in.
Because I wasn't in on Destiny 2. So I'm fixed from like playing Destiny 1 at least ages ago, so that it's like out of my system and I can play one of those games again, kind of, is what I'm saying.
Origin has a refund system, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
I think it's pretty much the exact same as Steam's anyway.
If I buy it, I'm sure the refund time threshold is less than the campaign.
Most likely.
Oh yeah, I think it's bigger. I think it's gonna be. I think Destiny was, you gotta get through that stuff, and then the real game of Destiny happens after the story. But this feels more like an actual BioWare
the real kinda game.
Hey, I mean, yeah, I really enjoyed the raiding stuff in Destiny.
It really gets good. Raiding, 6 hours in.
Raiding, sure, but like, the 2 hours of raiding is great. Well, but it's, I know it's like 10 hours, but
time
like,
of doing all the same shit over and
the
over.
The 100 hours to get there is not good.
Like, even if they start adding in new activities, it's like, still, the new activities are cool for like a couple hours, maybe.
Like, the drop-off on Destiny 2 was crazy.
And then it just becomes another game thing that you just go do.
I didn't spend that much time when I was able to get up to a pretty decent rating level. Like, I spent a few hours, but it wasn't like, I don't know. It's not 100 hours to get to raid. Sure. People, so let's take it easy on that.
But it's at least 2-to-1 parity. 1-to-1 parity.
I mean, you got to be in for that, right? I mean, that's the kind of game it is. Destiny was like, hey, yeah. This is a game where, much like World of Warcraft, much like those games, it's an MMO, and you gotta wanna engage with that.
And then you miss a single day of playing it online, and all of a sudden, all of your friends who are playing it are like 80 levels past you, and then you can't play with them anymore, and then you just kind of go, well, fuck me, I guess, and then you just quit.
I don't know. That was a game I didn't play much with friends, to be honest with you, so... Outside of like doing the raids,
I want to play.
Like, I have like that
friends.
Happened to me with Destiny 2 a little bit for like the multiplayer. Like, I didn't play for like 2 days because I have a fucking life. Not to say the people who play a lot of the game don't have a life, but a lot of people just put that into their free time.
A lot of our friends
use all their free time, which is totally fine to do. But I have other hobbies. I have other commitments I have to take care of. And so it's like 2 days, and all of a sudden everybody's like a few levels higher than me, which passed like a limit to go do something else, and it was like I needed to play for like 7 hours to get to that, and I was like,
yeah, my video gaming method is like I play a game for about 2 hours, 3 hours max, and then like I just want to do something else, and like I can see Popcans getting angry with me because he wants to like play Far Cry like daily, and at least for like more than 2 hours, but like even an hour starts to get a bit tough, and it's just like I got other stuff to do. Sorry, man.
And that's fine. I'm just saying that, you know, you can have it both ways.
Yeah,
I think you can still put in 2 hours a night and still be raid ready and do a raid for 2 hours. You know, like
it'll just take you longer days wise to get there.
It just takes factoring that stuff in and making, you know, the conscious choice to do it. I mean, it's not necessarily.
Then also doing it alone kind of sucks, which is why I want to get at least one other person to play Anthem. It's why I play Far Cry 5 with Pop, because I wouldn't play that game otherwise. Any other way.
Yeah. I pretty much only played that co-op, and that adds a lot to the Far Cry 5.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of shenanigans, some co-op shenanigans that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You make your own fun in the Far Cry games.
I mean, I'm probably going to buy Anthem. I bought Kingdom Hearts 3. Might as well fucking buy Anthem. I got the day shipping. It's going to be here Tuesday. You have no idea how excited. Like,
I am
special.
Where'd you buy
it's going to be a special
where'd you
moment.
Buy it from? What company?
Amazon. Amazon.com.
I will kind of be amazed if you get that on the day.
Yeah, it said
they've
day
been
of shipping.
Like recently with big titles,
the big releases, they
dropped
delayed.
The ball on that. Like a couple days, like I think it happened with Red Dead. What was the other one?
Like
I know it happened with
them,
Red Dead.
Smash,
All
I know is I got $10 off my order, and it's fair being enough. Sent to me day of. I mean, you know, I'm gonna get off work. Maybe if I work Tuesday.
You buy a physical copy? Oh wait, no.
Yeah,
I bought a physical. Okay. Listen, I want to hold
switched
that
platforms from what we were talking about earlier. And I forgot. I'm sorry.
Huh. It's been 17 years, my man. It's gonna sit next to
you. Have
one
literally
or two.
Grown old.
I have
for this third game.
I was. Let's see here. 9 years
what if
old.
It sucks. What am I saying? It already sucks. Kingdom Hearts is bad.
You have to understand it doesn't matter at this point. It doesn't. It's beyond that for
I know.
A lot
the
of people.
I get it, though. You're invested to the point
it's
where
beyond,
you're going
like,
to play it regardless of if it's bad or not. You just want to see what fucking happens because you've been waiting for
it. It has to end.
Yeah.
There's an end to this. It has to end.
If Half-Life 3 ever comes out, I'm going to play the shit out of it. It's probably going to be fucking
it could be
bad,
garbage.
But I got to know what fucking happens, man. Everybody's been waiting so goddamn long.
I read the Kotaku review, and he said basically the same thing. It's like, this game's unreviewable. It can be terrible. It doesn't matter. It has to come out. It's a 10 out of... It's not a 10. It's not a 1. It's just... It's a game. It's like, there's nothing you could say about it. It's like, I don't know. It's like a new Star Wars movie. It's, you know... It doesn't matter if there's a score. It's a Star Wars movie.
It doesn't matter if there's a score. You talking shit about... Who does
Star
the
Wars?
Scores for those new ones? Is it still John Williams?
John Williams. Symphony. Probably.
Don't talk shit about John Williams. That dude's a fucking genius.
It's one of those things where, like, it's too far beyond for so it's un. You can't touch it. It's an inferior. It's a fear ephemeral. It's like a spiritual thing. It's beyond. You have to close a loop in yourself to play it.
Not loop. I think you might be fine, and this is because everyone's probably pre-ordered that game like 5 years ago. So, like, they're not going to suddenly have, like, last-minute pre-orders to, like, fulfill. They've had the number of how many copies they've needed for, like, 4 years at this point. So, yeah, I think you'll be fine day one or whatever.
I mean, there are people who played it when they were, like, 4 years old. Like, it's a PlayStation 2 game! Anyway.
Then they can get drunk playing it now.
It's like Shenmue. It's been so long. It needs to end.
It's time to stop.
It's time to stop.
Big clock.
Yeah.
also, the embargo went up, and most people think it's like an 8 or 9 out of 10. So I'm positive about it. It's probably going to be
fine. I'm surprised that's not getting like 10 out of 10s across the board just because it's a Kingdom Hearts game. Like, it's like how Red Dead got a lot of... You could tell Red Dead got a lot of 10s just because it's...
It was Red Dead and a Rockstar game. Yeah.
Yeah. Not to say that those reviews didn't have any like...
merit.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. But a lot of them you could tell, like, if you read the review, it doesn't really stack up with the score.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But 8s, 9s, sure.
Yeah,
I mean, 10s.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, they made it better in every single way. It's fun. It's not a game for everybody. It's never going to be that. Like, some people think it's really dumb, but at the same time, there's a little bit of that Disney magic in it, I think. There's a little bit of that, like, this is so weird that this thing exists, and it's come full circle. It's been years. It's an unbelievable thing that's happening Tuesday. And you'll hear me talk about it more next week when I hold that thing in front of my hands in front of a camera and go, it's finally over. It's complete. The end has come. I can die, finally, at last.
I'm wondering if Kingdom Hearts... I don't really like the Final Fantasy games. I'm not really big into JRPGs because I like optics. I don't fucking play games for very long in one sitting. I used to a lot. Like, I got about 90% through Chrono Trigger. And that's a time sink. Mm. But that was when I was, like, in middle school and had fucking, like, no other responsibilities.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if, like... I never had, like, a really big thing for Disney. Like, mm-hmm. I watched a lot of Disney movies and stuff when I was a kid, and they were, like, cool, whatever. But it's, like, I never really, like...
Mm-hmm.
You know how some people really fucking like Disney movies? Like... I was never that. I'm sure that probably plays a big role in the Kingdom Hearts fans.
Sure.
And then you get to see characters from all the Final Fantasy games that you play, and that's cool.
Yeah.
I guess if that's your deal.
I like cross promotion of shit when it's done well, especially. That's what I like about it.
It's like, haha, this is cool. This Final Fantasy dude, but he's wearing a Tron suit.
Yeah! This Cloud, look at him. He's fucking wearing Mickey Mouse ears. That's the weirdest goddamn thing you've seen today. All right! I mean, it's... And the story is just like the most insane mess of Japanese storytelling.
From what I've heard,
is
by like... I kind of know some of the story by like proxy through you guys. From you guys talking about it. You guys being like our group of friends, not you two, because I don't think DJ gives a shit about Kingdom Hearts either.
Not at all.
It's like an onion. Every time the story starts, there's another fucking layer. It's madness. It's like, all right, this thing happened. Underneath it, though, there's a secret organization. And underneath that, there's another
Disney
secret
Illuminati.
Why?
Disney under Square that, Illuminati.
There's a man called Ansem. And that's the story of Kingdom Ansem. Hearts. Well, he's a man.
Nope, let's...
Did you say Anthem? Is it a
crossover? let's do some... Let's get a news.
You ever been Norded before?
No.
You ever been Norded before? You know?
Yeah, bro.
Let's get Norted. All right. Smoke this Nort, man. Okay. It's just, it's madness, and it's a beautiful madness, and that's all I have to say. I'm so excited for Tuesday. Let's go, rah-rah. Okay. News. Rah-rah, the news. First off, let's start with spending money, and let's start with, hey, Americans spent $43 billion on video games in 2018.
Okay.
$43 billion.
Yep.
Think about your own sins today while you listen to this podcast. And just take stock, folks, of what, of how much money we all spend on video games. Especially us.
I don't buy a lot of video games. Like, this was kind of an outlier week for me of buying lots of, like, I don't buy a lot of video games. And the games that I did buy were VR games. So I'm supporting the VR scene, and I don't feel bad about that. But I did refund two VR games because they were not what I was expecting, and one of them was not very good.
Important to know with this, this is just physical. That's the physical number.
Okay, that's
a lot then.
That's a lot, dog. That's high. That's big. Nintendo was the big winner here.
I heard the Switch did extremely well.
Extremely well
during the holiday season,
it did very, very, very well.
Can you run Android on a Switch yet? Anybody devised how to do that?
I'm sure,
because once somebody figures that out, I'll buy one and I'll just mod it and put Android on it.
I bet Android S on a Switch.
If I can dual boot the Switch OS and Android, fuck, I'm sold. I'll go to the store and buy one.
I'm looking at a tweet here from a man who shows that he dual booted it. It looks like, so I think it's there. It was probably quite a workaround. It's not quite there yet, but
you probably gotta open it up and solder to these two points and then hook up a chip to it or some shit. Which I can do that. You know, I have the means to do that. But.
Sure.
That'd be
a fun stream if you were to do that. Go ahead.
Yeah, speaking of which, I'm pivoting my Twitch streams, basically. Not gonna be doing a lot more not gonna be doing a lot of games anymore. It's gonna be more workshop stuff, just building shit in my garage.
Mm-hmm. That's fun though. I watch those.
So
yeah.
I got kind of tired of putting a lot of fucking effort into trying to do video game streams and have them be nice and not have it pay off. And I'll leave it at that.
Sure.
I did the math, and when I say I mean Google did the math. And it comes out to every American on average spent $133 on video games. American on the population. Yeah. That's about two games.
I bought Spider-Man Red Dead, and then I bought Life is Strange Yakuza. That's got to be over 100. That's got to be over 120. So I'm definitely covering a little bit of that. Smash Brothers, yep. Yeah, I probably spent...
Look at you, Mayo.
It's $300 on video games in a year.
When I put all those VR games in my cart the other day, it totaled out to $45. I was like, I thought about it for a second. I was like, do I need one of these? Can I just get two of these and I'll buy the other one later?
It's usually what happens with me too. Yeah, over the course of a year, I can see easily spending that. And I think that number generates from the fact that we as people will buy 8 games throughout the year. It may take a while, but we will buy, said 5 to 8 games, and we'll stack up, the equivalent of, one household family or more just from our spending.
We're the whales. Thank you, myself, from the chat.
We are the whales.
No. We're not spending $1,000 on microtransactions.
No.
Well, we could be if you had just... We could just get some sponsors. We could start spending that money today.
I'll buy loot boxes in Overwatch, and you can watch a stream of me doing it. Yeah.
If you do that, fuck you. That's the... Oh, I hate loot box stream, dude. That is the most it's the fucking lowest common denominator, just bottom of the barrel bullshit you could possibly fucking stream.
No, yeah.
But it's RNG, and it's exciting. And it gets
viewers, I understand that, but it's just the fucking scummiest thing, I think.
Just spending money, alright! It's
like zero effort. You just sit there, open shit. Oh, cool, I got this thing. Clicking. Open another one. Oh, cool, I got this thing. Oh, I hope I get this cool thing. Come on, chat, get ready. It's coming. Oh, I got a white. Fuck. And then just...
Listen, sorry. All I'm saying is...
I hate that shit.
Use the promo code ROMS over Baghdad today. Just please, so we can spend money on...
Just use it. Just use it wherever.
Wherever you can.
On pretty much any website.
Everywhere. Just go in there, slap it in the old box. We're gonna have so many loot box over.
Crazy.
I will continue to podcast until we get a Keto Chow sponsorship.
Yes, and then you're quitting. immediately you'll start the stream and go, all right, folks, I'm stepping away from the podcast now. All right, peace.
I got life supply of Keto Chow. I'm good.
Yep. We did the horrible deed, and it's done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. All right. I have fucking no idea. Okay. Okay. How about we talk about Metroid Prime for the Switch? Got delayed.
A little more than delayed.
Got delayed.
It got reset. From what
I
understand,
it got remade.
It is my understanding that they scrapped everything, and they're starting over.
Yes, that is my understanding as well.
Ah.
And it's going to be now made by Retro Studios instead, or at least helped by Retro Studios. I don't know the exact division of what's going to happen here. I think it's actually kind of interesting to have this kind of very open, like, hey, we're scrapping this game. It's like... sort of refreshing rather than some of this PR speech stuff that we sometimes get to kind of get like a we're scrapping this game. I think EA did it last week when we talked about Star Wars. I sort of like that, so you're not just left waiting for 17 years to figure out if a game's gonna come or not. Just be honest, be open,
because their other option would be just constantly delaying it and not saying that it was scrapped and moved to another developer. And then people are just like, what the fuck? Why are you guys... what happened? And then they'll delay it for like three years or some shit. And then it'll come out that they remade the entire thing. And that'll look way fucking worse than just saying right now, hey, we weren't happy with what it was like, what was being made. And we just cut the cord and we're going to start over.
Yeah.
Like it takes some balls to do that, and respect to them for coming out and saying that.
Yeah, that's true.
Go ahead.
They pivoted.
Like, the situation
to, like,
sucks, but
the best place they could have pivoted to.
Yep. It's like they've struggled for years though with Metroid Prime, I feel like, so it's not a big surprise, at least to me. Like, they've struggled for a long time, and I think maybe the best thing is just to give it to another studio and go, like, make something! And that's probably the best thing you can do.
And, like, the Metroid Prime series is pretty beloved, right? Like, the fans...
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, what if they followed through on development with this game, and it turns out it's fucking bad, and it doesn't live up to the spirit of the series, or some shit like that. Like, I have a feeling that might be what they realized. Was like, this doesn't kind of fit the Metroid Prime thing.
Yes.
Like, the whole aesthetic or something. Like, maybe it didn't mesh well or something. Like, I don't know. Like, it didn't fit well in
in the universe. Yeah, I mean, right. There's so many things that could come
exactly,
up.
Exactly, in the Metroid Prime universe.
I mean, Metroid Prime, I've never been a big fan of. I can't speak for, like, you know, I've played them, I've enjoyed them, but they're not, like, up there for me, so... I'm just hopeful for the people that like it, that you'll get another Metroid Prime someday. That's all you can hope for. And Retro Studios is a good studio, so...
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, they're gonna do their job, I think. I trust them. All right, you want to talk about Facebook and knowingly duping kids into playing their games and their parents out of their money? Yeah, duping kids into.
Is anybody surprised by this?
I would like to briefly read a segment from this this article here. Facebook encouraged game developers to let children spend money without their parents' permission, something the social media giant called friendly fraud. In an effort to maximize revenue, according to a document detailing the company's game strategy. Sometimes the children did not...
I'm sorry, I can't get past that.
Uh-huh, friendly fraud. Uh-huh. Sometimes the children did not even know they were spending money. According to another internal Facebook report, Facebook employees knew this. Their own reports showed underage users did not realize their parents' credit cards were connected to their Facebook account and they were spending real money in-game, according to the unsealed documents.
Who connects their credit card to a Facebook account?
Old people!
Right.
Who fucking does that?
Friendly fraud!
A lot of people, apparently. But...
Friendly fraud!
What? There's a line a bit lower down.
Hey,
that
kids,
I like.
It's me, Friendly Fraud, on my Saturday morning TV show.
Hi.
It's just a dude in a business suit with a top hat.
Mm-hmm. The writer writes: for years, the company ignored warnings from its own employees that it was bamboozling children. I just like that phrase of bamboozling kids. It's fucking great. So when was this happening? Was this like 4 or 5 years ago when
I think so,
Facebook
was
running shady and no one was like looking at it directly, or was this like now?
Probably, I think it said June 2011.
Yeah, that makes sense. What was that farm game that was like all the rage?
Farmville.
Though? That's it.
Yep, that's about the time when Facebook was starting to get real fucking big and doing some shady shit. Yeah.
And it's important to note that like it was before the election when a lot of more scrutiny hit them about like who's on this platform, what's going on. So
you're doing what?
So 2011 to 2016 probably. I would say it's probably the years in question. 12-year-old racked up hundreds of Genius Bohannon, a 12-year-old son. Oh my God. Oh wait, hold on. How much?
Right.
Okay, we need. I'm reading. Okay, we need another take of that read.
Wait.
Okay.
Did you say 20-year-old son?
A 12-year-old son.
Okay.
Genius Bohannon. Genius. Spent nearly $1,000.
I need to see
Facebook.
The spelling of this person's name.
Yes.
Genius Bohannon.
Because I'm not sure if it's a crazy name or if Thoughton is just butchering it.
Genius Bohannon. I topic, Genius Bohannon.
Glynnis.
There's no I in the middle.
Okay,
or
Glynnis.
U. It's on the
Glynnis
screen
now. Bohannon.
Thank you, Rapid.
Glynnis Bohannon. That's very good. Genius Bohannon. I apologize, I've never seen that name before.
Hell, I've never seen it before, but that's what I...
That's how you would approach it. That's fine.
Maybe the G is silent.
It's kind of a it's Glynnis. That's okay. That's kind of a British-y ass name.
Let's see here. Another person spent about $6,545 on Facebook.
Fuck.
Wow. So yeah, friendly fraud. Your new friend. Friendly fraud. The friendliest fraud that you've ever friendlied. This seems like something that's going to turn into a friendly lawsuit. That's going to friendly indict a lot of people, maybe. You know.
Probably not.
You know.
Judging by how our government has been working lately. Or not
true.
Working.
Not working. True.
Like trials and shit. It's a cynical thing, but I don't see much happening with that. Like,
sure. Not for right now.
They'll get a slap on the wrist and be like, yo, knock it off.
Someday, though, they're going to get theirs. I promise you. Someday.
So it might work because this article even explains how, like, developers and internal workers at Facebook were going, yo, this is happening and we could easily just tell people to do chargebacks. And we know that these cases are happening. And Facebook either ignored or just, like, shut that down. Like, if there's, like, actual proof of that stuff happening, then, yeah, there could be good lawsuits occurring.
I think there's room for it, I think. I wouldn't be surprised. Actually, you know, the honest truth is, in a few years, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a big investigation into Facebook, because they seem like they're up to a lot of shady stuff still. So, maybe someday we'll see a big...
And there was that big hearing that they did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's some higher up people that are going, what the fuck are you doing? You sure about that?
What's going on over there?
Like, to the point where it's like, we need to get everybody here and you need to fucking start talking.
Yep. Interesting stuff, though, I think. That's true. From the chat, Messer says, we got Red Dead 2 for $30 through Facebook. So there are people who are now putting their credit card in. All right. I want to end with a positive, upbeat story. Sony Santa Monica is expanding. We always talk about studios closing, studios going under. Sony Santa Monica, developers of... What?
I'm sorry, I'm watching this Royal Rumble kickoff show and the cameraman just fell flat on his ass.
Great.
Because he was walking another backwards, positive story. Watching and recording the people, and you just saw the camera go, whoop! Sorry.
I'm watching Botchamania.
This is pretty fucking funny. Yeah.
I'm so far behind on Botchamania. I just thought about Botchamania for the first time in like 8 months. So I need to go back and watch some Botchamania.
Yeah, I spent like the last 3 days catching up for like the last year's Botchamania. It's pretty good.
All right, Sony Santa Monica's...
Sony Santa Monica.
Hiring.
Expansions.
Yep. Uh-huh.
That's cool.
That's all I'm saying. It's just some positive
news. What are they working on? Do we know?
That's a good question. They made God of War. I don't know what they're working on now.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. So they are a big studio.
God of War.
Yeah. They're pretty important. I don't follow PlayStation development stuff super closely. So.
Yep. They made God of War. So I'm sure they're going to make another great game soon. So game of the year, God of War.
I'm looking at their Wikipedia page because they've made some stuff. They made Everybody's Gone to the Rapture.
Okay.
Fat Princess That's Adventures. That's not a great inter. The Order 1886.
Okay. Okay.
The PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. Starhawk.
Okay.
They collaborated with that game company on Journey. Journey?
Okay.
Journey.
All right. Journey's getting a PC version, like, soon, right?
Yes, it is. It yep. Is. Uh-huh.
Fuck yeah, I've been waiting forever to play that fucking game. Like, when I first heard about it, I'm like, all right, this looks cool. I want to play through this. And I heard it was on PlayStation 3 only. I'm like, well, guess I'm never playing that.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's all the news I have. Kind of slow news day, but also a lot of games and stuff going on.
Yep.
Kind of middle of the week stuff, so... cool. All right, everybody. We'll wrap it up here. In closing, I want to say I've been Albie. You can like us on Twitter, iTunes. Give us a thumbs up, comment. Helps out the show. Look out for some other stuff going on during the week. Keep an eye on the Twitter feed. We'll tweet stuff out. There's some streams. Jake's going to do some stuff. I'm going to do some stuff.
My workshop stream setup is not 100% done. I'm still working on it.
Well, keep tuned to his Twitter feed.
It's going
to
be a week or two.
Internet Pizza at Internet Pizza. You can find that there. We're going to update the website a little bit. I put together a little punch list, so you'll be able to find some stuff there. Keep an eye out.
I'm going to update the website?
I'm going to update the website, sir.
You're going to break the website.
I'm going to break the website. It's going to be great. So keep an eye out for that. And then that's it. I've been Obi. This has been Roms Over Baghdad, episode 156. If you can believe that.
You sure?
Go watch the Royal Rumble.
Pretty sure the last one on the site was like. If that's okay,
153.
I got the number wrong.
Might be. No, 153. If it were 154, I'm three ahead. We're fine.
154. I got it right. Fuck you.
Might be. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.
Yep, we'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Let me know when we're clear. Oh, God, let me know when you're clear.